Welcome back to the Golf Fit Athletics podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Hadis. Today, we're going to be talking about the core four. So I want to dive right into this and really kind of explain what's been happening with this core four system. Now, I developed the core four about a year ago, and it's just something that over the years of teaching and teaching clients how to eliminate their slice, how to hit the ball farther, hit the ball more in control of where they want it to go, I've realized that there are really only four things that dictate where the ball goes. That is the path of the club, the face angle at impact, whether or not this contact is in the center, and tempo. Again, the path, club face angle, center contact, and tempo. And when my students were able to get these four elements in their swing effectively, the ball flight just dramatically changes. They literally go from hitting slices to draws. And so that kind of got me, really diving deeper into these principles and in really in my own game. And, you know, there's still this illusion of hitting the straight shot in amongst amateur golfers. And the more I've kind of worked with these core four principles, the more I've been able to see just how powerful it is to eliminate that straight shot mentality. And in my own game, not only am I getting more control over my own personal ball flight in the long swing, in my longer irons and my drivers, but even down into my short game in my flop shots and my little punch and runs and those types of situations where you literally have to decide, okay, if I want the ball to go high and short and have lots of spin, I'm going to swing left of the ball. If I want the ball to go long and low and very little spin, I'm going to swing to the right of the ball. That's it. That's literally it. There is no swinging straight down the down a straight line. We have to get rid of the straight line mentality. And none of the pros on tour are swinging down their target line. None of them. They know how to use spin. They know how to work the ball, and they know where the ball is going to go. And they trust it. They trust the ability in their game to swing to the right or swing to the left of the ball and use that spin. So why do amateur golfers consistently try to hit the straight shot? And I think that the reality comes down to this illusion that if they just swing straight, they're going to gain control. And that's really what it comes down to, is that they're afraid of not being in control of the ball, right? And so they swing down their target line thinking that if I swing straight, I'll be able to control the ball because the ball will go straight. And in actuality, that is so far from the truth, because if, let's just say hypothetically, they are swinging completely straight down their target line and their club face is 1 degree closed to the left or 1 degree open to the right, that's two completely different types of shots when it makes contact with the ball. So if you're swinging straight, you're actually hindering your predictability of where the ball will end up. So this has just been so simple with my new clients and getting them the results that they're looking for, because I'm finally able to get this message to them in a way where they can digest it and make sense of it. And that is just by really building that new muscle memory of swinging inside out, and then also being able and capable of swinging outside in if they need that shot. Personally, I prefer them to swing inside out. And the reason why is because the inside out golf swing promotes better rotation and tilt, and just overall body movement performs better from an inside out swing. Now, can you swing effectively outside in? Absolutely. There's a lot of players on tour that do it. But at the end of the day, your swinging outside in will bring that energy in towards the body, into the spine. Whereas an inside out swing releases all of that energy away from the spine. And so when you get these players who really have never understood how to swing inside out in their life, able to swing away from their spine, not only are you improving their ball flight when they finally learn how to square up when they finally learn how to rotate the club face, you're literally preventing back injury, which is a very common, as you all know, very common issue in golf, especially in the elderly, is back pain. Why? Because the elderly people swing over the top, outside in. And they don't know how to change that. Most of them don't. So the key ideas in the messaging of the core four is so simple and can yield so many results. It's just blowing my mind, you guys. And I'm not saying this to toot my own horn. I'm saying this because I've developed it, I've practiced it, I've preached it, I've been able to translate it into my clients, and it's working. And to see that take shape and to see that it's actually producing results just validates the original concept, the original idea, that by changing four things in your swing, you will allow for the time and the space that the body needs in order to get into the proper positions. So by changing the path, we change the motion of By changing the path, we change the motion of the body as it relates to the path. When you change the motion of the body as it relates to the path, you change the mechanics and the direction of each component in the body as it moves through time and space. This new change in path creates space for the body to move effectively. And delivers the club in a way that is effective to the golf ball. It allows for the customer or the client or the athlete to feel that new sensation, and it will feel natural to them. It is a natural motion to swing from the inside out. It is a natural motion to have the proper mechanics of the proper path of the club is a natural movement. And then you change the timing of the swing, and you get all of their power happening after the golf ball. You see, most golfers, even high level golfers, even golfers that are golfers that can shoot low numbers, a lot of the time have tempo that is starting too soon. And what
what really changes your ball striking and changes your power, changes your follow through, is that delayed tempo and realizing that there's no power in your backswing. I think that's a huge thing that we really have to overcome in amateur golfers, is there is no power in your backswing. None. The power in your swing starts at the golf ball and forward. The backswing is simply a setup. The backswing is a setup to a transition of movement,
going from backwards to forwards and up to down.
Right? And then once the transition of movement happens to now go forward, then the power starts. But that power doesn't start until after the transition. And really, the power starts from it actually starts a little bit before the golf ball, but you have to mentally think about the fact that in time and space, there's always a delay, right? So mentally, I'm thinking my power starts after the ball, and that gives me the delayed time, the time gap to fill that time gap between what I think, when I think it's happening and when it's actually happening. So when you do that and you create the power and the momentum after the golf ball, you're achieving maximum velocity in your follow through. And you literally change the amount of power going through the amount of force going through the ball. You know, if you have a player that is trying to get power from the top, you know, that is going to release all of the effort too soon, which means that there will be very little effort left over at the time that it's needed, which would be at the moment of impact and forward. And so you get them, it's almost like a delayed gratification, right? And you delay that kill instinct as long as you can. Literally, you hold that kill instinct inside as long as you can until that very last second, then boom, you let it fire, right? This is what needs to be taught. This is what these athletes and amateur golfers need in order to get the biggest bang for their buck out of their swing. I realize that there's going to be a lot of people that say, well, you can't just be so aggressive at the last second, because then you're going to, you know, lose control over the club, and I get that. So it's not a matter of just pure explosion, right? Because you still have to maintain control of the club face, and you still have to maintain the movement that you're completing, but the maximum effort still happens through the ball. And I think that if we can allow for these players to get rid of the idea of controlling ball flight and just creating the best shot that they can and letting it fly regardless of the result, you're going to allow a lot of freedom and play to take place. And that's why we play the game anyways, because it's fun. We like to see the ball fly. So rather than trying to force the ball to fly, why don't we just let it fly? Why do we have to control that flight? Why do we have to take our daily frustrations of normal life and bring them into a place where they don't belong in our golf game. I see so many guys out there trying to learn the game, and they're so frustrated with everything that they've got going on. And they get out on the golf course and they just want to have fun and play with their friends, and they can't hit the ball the way they want to. So now they went out there to relax, and they end up more frustrated than they were before they started, because they can't control where the ball goes. And I'm just seeing this as a sign that there's a huge need for simplicity in golf instruction. Because golf instruction for so long has been a teacher with a student on the range tweaking, and at least thinking that they're tweaking little things here and there. What actually takes place is very different. But these micro adjustments, these mechanical micro adjustments, are simply causing more instability. They're causing more inconsistency and frustration in the golfer. Because, again, you can tweak a wrist angle. You can tweak an elbow angle and make them have a straighter elbow. you can make them have, you can even make them have better hip turn, right? But if their path is off, I don't care how good your hip turn is. If the path of that golf club is off, you still will not have control over where that ball goes. So we have to adapt, you guys. We have to, and I think that this is another reason why the younger generation is less likely to take golf lessons. A lot of them will YouTube or try and find instructor videos on Instagram, because they don't learn the way that we've been taught to learn on a driving range. And a lot of the times, it's because the things that the instructor is telling them to do not complement their core four. And they don't even know to look for it. What I'm getting at here is we have to change golf instruction to simplify the game. And rather than preaching or promising consistency, how about we create adaptability in our players? Because that's what they really want, right? If golf is a game of confidence and you have all these different types of shots out on the golf course, don't you want your player to know that, hey, no matter what shot is in front of me, I can handle it. I know how to create this shot and learn how to play the game from a place of creativity rather than control. That's how the game is won. It's the shot that nobody else sees that makes the winner. So if nobody else can see that shot, does it make sense to be consistently in control? Because if you were consistently in control, then everybody would see the shots that you're trying to play. Because they would just know, oh, well, that's the shot. Right? But those aren't the players that win. The players that win are the players that are out there hitting shots that nobody else sees. That's why Tiger was so amazing. So, to hell with consistency. How about creativity? How about adaptability? How about understanding the core principles, the core four principles, and using them to create the best golf shots of our entire lives based on a simple set of tools? Path, club face angle, center contact, and tempo. You guys, I want you all to play the best golf of your life after you listen to this. I want you all to understand that golf is not as hard as everybody wants to make it seem. It will forever be a challenge. That is for sure. Golf will always be a challenge. But the biggest challenge is learning to create, learning to adapt, and learning how to take that next shot, no matter how difficult the one was before. You have to keep swinging. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And I'm excited to continue creating these podcasts for you. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, please reach out on either YouTube or Instagram, or you can email at teamgolffit@gmail.com. And you know, you guys, if you have any questions on the core four, if you'd like a copy of my ebook on the core four, send me an email and I will send you a copy of the Core 4 ebook. And as always, aim small, swing smooth. Peace.